on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the show. 6:34. High of 42 today. Tonight, low of 32. Well, I think a perfect topic for rock news this morning is the Grammys. Obviously, they were last night. And if you don't know my stance on the Grammys, they're a joke. They are pointless. They're dumb. They don't mean anything. And I say that because, well, I should say they're great for the country and pop and hip-hop world because they actually get the, you know, proper recognition. And the Grammys couldn't tell the difference between a rock song or a metal song or a country song. To them, it's just ridiculous. The fact that Beyonce was in the category for best rock performance with Jack White, it just goes to show that the Grammys have their heads up their tuchuses when it comes to rock music. Now, I will say this year was better. In a sense that the people in the rock categories, I would actually justify it. However, I'm still a little upset because best rock song was Black Star by David Bowie. Don't get me wrong. I love David Bowie. I got all the respect in the world for him. But, I mean, it's still kind of a classic rock kind of forum, if you will. David Bowie kind of cleaned up in the rock area. He also got best rock performance with Black Star. Best rock album was Tell Me I'm Pretty by Cage the Elephant. I absolutely love Cage the Elephant. That's great. Granted, I think there's much better rock albums out there. Best metal performance was Dystopia by Megadeth. Hey, nicely done, Grammys. You didn't blow that one. And there were some really good metal bands up for that category. And best alternative music album was Black Star by David Bowie. So they had the alternative and rock basically combined to one. I'm just happy the stupid 21 Pilots didn't win anything in the rock area, which is good. They won for pop performance, which they are. They're pop. They're not rock. There's nothing about them that is rock. That's all I'm going to say. And also, when it comes to the Grammys, one thing that bothered me, of course, during Metallica's performance, there was issues. That's right. For the first couple minutes of Metallica performing with Lady Gaga, James Hetfield's mic wouldn't work. Now, of course, it happens during the only good part of the show. Gaga's mic worked fine. James, his mic didn't work at all, at least for the first part. They performed Moth Into Flame, and it was good. The band rocked out. The sound was good, except for James not being able to be heard. And I will admit, Lady Gaga did a pretty solid job. But if I'm watching Metallica, I want to hear more James than Lady Gaga. So they rocked out. They played. I'm sure, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. And that's what kills me, though. Here you have a chance to have one of the most legendary metal bands out there, pioneers in the metal and rock world, and they don't get, you know, proper. I don't know how to say it. Just, of course, their mic wouldn't work. God, that makes me so mad. Makes me so mad. And then when Beyonce goes out, and Beyonce stuff was mostly spoken word and pre-recorded stuff, everything works fine. When it's not even really a performance, per se, I don't know. You can go to WIRX.com. I posted the video of Metallica performing with Lady Gaga. And like I said, it's kind of hard to watch the beginning because you can't hear James. Anyway, that's your rock news. We'll be back.